The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast. Radio City 96.7.
So the Viennese Ball takes place this coming Saturday. The Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra will be there with principal conductor Vasily Petrenko, who's going to play music by Vienna's Waltz Kings. Of course, it's a ball, so all balls are black tie. Very important, if you're winning these tickets, make sure you wear black tie. I remember Liesl went to a black tie ball wearing a white cardigan recently.
Oh, why are you going on about that?
Because you stuck out like mice. reception drinks begin at 6:30, first dance 7:30. All right, it's this Saturday. And being a Viennese ball, we've brought some Viennese whirls in here this morning. Liesl is already Anne is already complaining about them, saying, oh, 2,000 calories each one.
Ooh. Well, think of the cholesterol in those, but they are delicious, though.
Yeah, because you've already eaten one.
Yeah, I had one yesterday just to try them out, see how it works.
Right. Okay, so what we've got to do is we've got to put them in our mouths, and we've got to say supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Do we have to, like, eat them while they're in? Like, just
I think you just have to put the whole thing in your mouth.
Yeah, okay.
And not chew. Although they probably
chew it.
No, just chew it afterwards, but probably break up, won't it, when you put it in.
Yeah, and Natalie's going to judge and tell us.
Natalie, who do you think you should go first?
I think Liesl should go first.
Oh, what?
Yeah, that's
this
a good
idea. This is going to be messy, isn't it?
I think so. I'm now, getting away.
Everybody is texting here saying who will win, either Kev, Claire or Liesl. The first five people who get it right will win a pair of tickets each. All right then, Liesl, away you go in your own time.
Put the whole thing in, yeah? Sure you'll be all right.
Yeah. I'm out of spitting distance.
Okay, right. Oh, this is going to...
Yeah, you've got to put the whole thing in and then say supercalifragilist.
She's going to choke.
Right, be careful.
Yes, this is health and safety.
Right, in your own time. You can. Just do it.
You're saying I can't, so you can say the rest.
Yeah.
Ready? Right,
ready?
3, 2, 1.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1.
Yay! Well done. You know what? Whoever wins this is going to be accused of having the biggest gob. All right.
Yes. Claire, your turn.
Okay. All right, Claire, wait in your own time. Claire, will you leave? Will you cancel in that?
Yes. I've got quite a big mouth, so I think I'll do all right.
Yeah, I think you'll probably want two in.
Okay.
Ooh.
Three.
That looks attractive.
Oh, I'm not used to that.
Spat it back out.
On you.
Oh, Claire!
All right, sorry. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Hey,
that's quite good.
She put her hands in the air when she finished. Yeah. All right, my turn now.
Okay, ready?
Look at him! He sounds like Zippy.
What's that bit of jam? Uh-huh. You know you're not supposed to speak with your mouth. Ready?
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Sorry, I've had to take mine out. Right, let me put this somewhere. There we go. In the bin. Right, who do you think was, who is the clearest?
Very close call, but I think Claire's the winner.
Hey!
Thank you!
Well done, Big Mouth Johnson. All right. Hey, there's a surprise,
I know, I'm even surprised.
Yeah, so there we go, Claire is the winner. So if you text Claire, the first five people who text Claire on our text will win a pair of tickets for the Viennese Ball this coming Saturday night, courtesy of Radio City 96.7. And we will announce the names of those five people in just a moment, as soon as we have them. Well done, everybody, for texting. Well done, Big Gob.
Thank you.
It's 5 minutes to 8, Liverpool City Music Station at breakfast.
The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast.
The text I mentioned about how I once went to the supermarket, one of those big supermarkets, to buy a loaf of bread and came back with a lawnmower. I'll be asked if you've ever done the same. I've got loads of people who are hanging on the phone, loads of people on text, which we'll get through in just a moment. Before I forget, can I say good morning? Rossi texted me last night and said, Kev, can you say happy birthday to my father-in-law, Alan Duval? Of course I can. He's a great guy. Morning, Al. Hope you're okay, mate. I was actually driving past the fire station in Crosby, just by the five lamps there. Is it Clatterhouse, Crosby, Waterloo, whatever? Seaforth. Anyway, every time I drive past there, I always think of Al because he used to work there for about 20 million years. So good morning, Al Di Valve. Have a happy birthday, mate. You're a top guy. All the very best from Rossi and Yvonne and also from Val and all the family and all your friends and from myself. Have a great day. Happy birthday. He's about 90, but he looks about 21.
Really?
Fittest man I've ever met. Still swims the Mersey every morning just for fun.
Does he?
No. No, he is. He's unbelievable. Does about 80 miles on his bike every morning just for fun. Unbelievable. Morning, Al. Happy birthday, mate. Okay, let me see. Let's take some calls, I think, first. Let's go to Warrington. Hello, Jill.
Hi, Kev.
Hi, Jill. What did you go out and buy and what did you come back with?
I went out to gamble at Chester Raiders and came back with a nest of tables.
How did that happen?
Went out to get some money to go in to gamble and saw this nest of tables that I just couldn't resist.
A nest of tables. It's great, isn't it? So did you end up gambling in the end?
Oh, I did, and I won quite a bit as well. So
hey, well, at least you pay for the nest of tables then.
But yeah, she gambled that all two wouldn't fit under the top one. Yeah. Fantastic. Jill, thanks a lot for sharing that with us.
Thanks, Ken.
Have a nice day.
You too, bye-bye.
See you later, bye-bye. Let's go from Warrington straight over to Kirby. Hello, Alf.
Good morning, Kev.
Good morning, Alf. What did you buy?
Well, it wasn't me. It was my father-in-law, really. He went out to buy a second-hand car and came back with a 52-seater coach.
You're having a laugh.
God.
No, honest. He used to own a coach firm, and he went out. He told his wife he was going out to buy a second-hand car, and he came back with his bloody 52-seater coach.
That's great, isn't it? How did he get that in the drive? Fantastic. Alf, thanks a lot for that. That's a great story. Have a nice day. Cheers, Alf. That's great, isn't it? Let me share some of the texts with you. Kev went to the shop in Mallorca to buy a new bed and bought a 2- and 3-seater couch and an oil painting. But at least I can sleep on the couch. Another one. Nipped out for some tea towels. Came back with my wedding dress. Have a great day, Karen. But she dries her hands on the wedding dress. Went shopping once for new shoes and came back with a hamster. She said, got fed up because couldn't find any shoes, so went to City Pets and got myself a hamster. Shows you how long ago that was. From Serena from Belmont Road. Hello, Serena. City Pets used to be where the pub is now, just as you get off the bus by the Royal Court Theatre. What else? My mum went for a pint of milk to the local shop and came home with a kitten. We called her Maggie, but 3 months later found out she was a boy.
Oh, that's happened to me.
From Vanessa. We went to get a cooker and come home with a 50-inch plasma. Also, a friend went for a loaf and come back with a car. last Christmas, we went to Asda to go Christmas shopping, ended up with a 42-inch flat-screen telly and no shopping from Liam.
At least they were happy, though.
Yeah. Kev, it's Pete Reed and Gaskell's. I went for eggs and come back with me girlfriend. Worst omelette ever. strangest thing I brought back from the shops was a man. Only went out for petrol.
Good on you.
Hi to Steve. Went out to buy a pair of jeans that came back with a Ford Escort. And my mum went for a kettle and came back with a 14-inch plasma telly. Hi, Jen in Walton. Went for contact lenses, came out with a telly. That's great. My name's Emma. Went to a motorbike shop to get some new motorbike boots and came out with an 8 grand bike. Not good. Went into a popular electrical store to get some recordable DVDs. Had a browse around the shop and came out with a Hoover for 50 quid. Says Polly in West Kirby. Hi to Diane McGull. Love this one. Went for nail varnish one Saturday. Went for drive and bought a car. Unbelievable. Couple more. Went to a big supermarket, one with a travel agent inside. Went in for milk for my mum. Came out with a holiday and no milk. The offer in the window was too good to miss. Too excited to go looking for the milk. And this one made me smile. I went to buy some tent pegs. Came home having bought a 3-bedroom static caravan. Karen from Buckley. Fantastic. I love it.
Bit more expensive.
Oh, that's great. Some great text. Thank you, everyone. And there's loads more coming in. We'll try and get some more in a moment.
Download and get CD. The Kev Seed Podcast.
Still loads of text coming through regarding things you went out to buy and came back with something else. Let me see. We'll do a couple of texts first. My mate went to buy a car instead, bought a jet ski, and then phoned me to see if I knew anyone with a towing hitch to get it home. You blonker. Morning, Neil. I run a cafe, went to buy bread and came back with a wardrobe and a chest of drawers. They were my words to put together alone. Craig from Gaskells went to the shop for sweets and come back with a dirty Mac. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Looking for bizarre things. Morning to Diane and the family. She says, went out to buy some ice creams, ended up buying a £500,000 house. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable. Lainey in Wales went out for a telly, came back with a brand new motorbike and no telly. What else? Not quite a trip to the shops, but went for a day out in Wales and come back with a King Charles Cavalier. Hello, Carolyn. Went to get a pint of milk, come back 2 days later with a road cone. I got very drunk, says Neil in Bootle. That's great. What else? Went to a department store to get some fake tan, says Katie in Highton. Ended up buying a new bed. Didn't even need one. What was it, a sunbed? Also hired to, this is a lovely one. Went shopping to Asda, got talking to a girl on the checkout, came back with a girlfriend. 4 years later, we're engaged.
Oh, my God.
Frank and Lisa in Runcorn, love it. Hi to Barbara. Years ago, went out for some Sprouts, ended up ordering a new car. Dearest Sprouts ever. Couple of people hanging on. Let's go to Southport. Hello, Graham.
Hiya, Kat.
Hi, Graham. Tell me your story.
Yeah, me and the missus went to buy a new carpet in Southport. Must have been one of them flying carpets because we ended up with 2 weeks in Jamaica.
I love it. Flying carpet. That's great. So how was the holiday?
Oh, it was brilliant. Absolutely. It was worth all the money anyway.
Fantastic. Great, great story.
Still have to buy the carpet when we come back as well.
Yeah, I'm sure you ended up worse off. But with a lovely tan. Graham, have a nice day.
And you too.
Cheers, mate. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go from Southport over to Ellesmere Port. Hello, Sandy.
Hi, Kev.
Hi, Sandy. What's your story?
My husband went out on a Sunday about lunchtime to get a loaf of bread and came home by 2 o'clock the following morning, drunk as a skunk, to say there was a queue.
Fantastic. I love it. What's his name?
Sam Hampson.
Sam Hampson. You're a top man, Sam. Well done.
He's divorced.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm not surprised after that.
I'll say so. Sandy, thanks a lot for calling up with your story this morning.
Thanks, Kev.
Have a nice day.
And you, bye.
See you later. Bye-bye. The Kev Seed Breakfast Show Podcast. Basically, I got an email from Rachel from Highton. Hello, Rachel. She says, Kev, I have to tell you about this. My little boy was off sick yesterday, so I had to take him to the bank. Not that he needs to go to the bank. She has to go to the bank because he was off sick. He went with her. He started to show off, as usual. He only went and pulled his trousers and pants down in front of all the ladies. He's 7, by the way. This is in the middle of the bank. I was then asked to leave the bank. I just have to tell you, even though it's hysterical looking back, I was dead embarrassed. Do you know what? I can remember a good few years ago being, where were we? I think it was a supermarket, and I was with an ex-girlfriend at the time, and she had a little nephew with her, and a similar thing happened. We were at the checkout, and while we're standing there, chock-a-block as it is, I think it was Christmas time, to be honest, and next thing, as we're standing there, she had like a shortish skirt on. He grabbed hold of the skirt and just lifted it right up in the air.
Oh, my God.
And give everybody an eyeful. It was just... She was just mortified. It's a similar kind of thing. And it got me thinking this morning, has anything like that ever happened to you? Has a child embarrassed you in any way? Not just, you know, with things like that, but anyway.
Yeah, or kind of got you into trouble.
Yeah, has a child ever got you into trouble or highly embarrassed you? So, I mean, we've all seen that picture that goes around every now and then on the email of a little boy walking through, you know, to his parents, wherever his parents had friends around, and he had an adult toy in his hand.
Oh, God,
do you know what I mean?
Yes.
That kind of thing. Has anything like that ever happened to you? Has a child ever embarrassed you or caused, you know, caused just you know, you want the ground to open up?
I
I remember my niece, Rachel, I took her to Conway and she ran away from me and she fell. She was running so steep, running down a steep hill.
She was running down a steep hill and she fell.
She got like a big graze on her knee. And then when she went back, she was at my mum and dad's and there was a few people there and my dad was like, oh, what have you done to your knee, Rachel? She went, Claire did it. Loads of people there, and she kept saying it. And then every time after that, she'd get a bump. Claire did it. Oh, I was like, oh my god!
Give me a call if you've got a similar story. 0151 472 0967. Text me, please. City space, and then tell me your story with your name as well, and send it off to 61025.
Download and get CD. The Kev Seed Podcast.
We've got a couple of people hanging on. Got a few texts as well. When I was three, my mum's friend came round. She was a very large lady and was wearing a knee-length skirt. I looked at her and asked my mum why her legs were on upside down.
Oh my God.
She never came round again. From Natalie. I love it. Another one here. My little brother came into my room and pulled my leopard skin thong out from underneath my bed. In front of my girlfriend.
Oh, no.
From Paul.
Oh, my God, Paul.
Another one here. Me and the hubby were having a little bit of the other very early when our little girl was in bed. Not obviously in her own bed. Or so we thought. When we finished, she was sat at the end of the bed telling us how it's nice not to fight.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. What else? Me and my son Daniel, then age nine, went to my my colleague from work's house. And when we walked in, he blurted out, what a dump. Who lives here? He hadn't noticed his wife sitting there. Phil from Chester, thank you.
What a dump. Oh, dear.
Kev, my little son pulled my shorts down in front of the mother-in-law. Guess what she saw?
Oh, no.
Oh, God, I can imagine. What else? I've got a few, got loads and loads of texts coming in. We'll get through a few more in just a moment. I've got up to there. Let me just check that for me. We've got a couple of people hanging on. Let me see. Let's go to Wavertree. Our first caller is Debbie. Hello, Debbie.
Hi, Kev.
Hi, Deb. Tell us your story.
When my little boy was three, he's nine now, my mum took him to Turkey on holiday. And he made friends with another little boy. And this other little boy's apartment was on the ground floor because his granddad only had one leg. So they became friends over the holiday. And my mum said they were by the pool one day. And our Ryan walks out wearing the granddad's false leg like a welly. And she said everyone by the pool, they were just hysterical.
Innocence of kids, eh? Fantastic. Debbie, thanks a lot for sharing that with us.
Cheers, Kevin.
Have a nice day.
And you, bye.
See you later, bye-bye. Let's go to Stockbridge Village. Hi, Colette.
Hiya, Kev.
How are you?
All right. My son's totally embarrassed.
Go on.
What he done was, he was always getting up to things that he shouldn't have been doing.
Yeah.
And I was in the bath, and kept shouting into him. He was in our bedroom. You're all right. Yeah, I'm okay. What are you doing? I'm doing something for you. So I thought, oh, God, I better hurry up. So anyway, finishes off getting back, runs into the bedroom, and he'd opened a packet of sanitary towels, peeled off all the back and stuck them to the window.
Oh, my God, so the neighbours could see.
Right by a school. And the school was just letting out.
Oh, my God.
So if anyone ever says to me about, like, going through the birds and the bees, I say, oh, our sister is well done that.
Oh, my God. What Colette didn't point out, he was 27 at the time. Colette, thanks a lot for sharing
right,
that.
Love,
have a nice day. Cheers.
You, bye.
See you later.
Tune in to the Kev Seed Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings, 6 till 10 on Radio City 96.7.